Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm your host, John Ray. Another great spring day in Alpharetta with a great guest, Stephanie Sokanis, Small Biz Ally. Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I want to get right into it with you. So for those that don't know you, and there's a lot of people that do, so for the few people out there that do not know you, tell them about yourself and what you're up to right now.
Well, my name is Stephanie Sokanis, and I've been here in Georgia for about 8 years, working with a regional chamber of commerce. Prior to that, I came from Long Island, New York, where I was with an association, a chamber of commerce up north as well, and also simultaneously owned my own business there as well. And now I have branched out and have my own small business as well, which is to help small businesses.
Well, there you go. That sounds like you know something about that with all that experience, obviously. So of all the businesses you left the chamber, of all the businesses that you could start, why Small Business Ally versus anything else?
I would say it's probably a multiple pronged answer. One is I have such a passion to help small businesses. And two is I've been a small business in the past, and I know that it really hinders your growth and it hinders your success if you don't have some help and some resources along the way to make your business flourish and grow and teach you the things that you don't know about.
So let's get into what your firm is all about, the services that you offer, and what your compelling advantage is to the small businesses you serve.
Well, the primary reason for establishing this business, which is Small Biz Ally, it's supposed to be your new best friend if you're a small business, is really to help a small business that's starting or growing get past those points of being stuck. And if you're a small business or an entrepreneur that you're looking to start a business, when you go out there and start looking into the process of getting that business off the ground, it can be just a little bit overwhelming. I've heard stories, probably hundreds of stories.
You mean a little bit overwhelming or a lot overwhelming?
You know, you think you're all excited about going into this big, living your dream and starting a business. And when you start getting into the nuts and bolts of just getting it off the ground, just getting it licensed, just getting it started, you know, a lot of people start having that dream bubble pop because of all the paperwork and all the minutia involved in just getting it going. And all of a sudden, you forget what you were doing it for. So I think people need a hand in getting that started. In the event of the people that are actually in business, there's just people that get stuck. There's people that manage to get their businesses off the ground, manage to get them licensed, but don't understand why if they signed a 5-year lease and the sign's hanging on the door, why people aren't running into their door and giving them business. So we're there for both.
Right, of course. And I guess there are folks, and you've seen them because you've been involved in chambers, and as a chamber, you're involved with everybody, so you see a little bit of everything that walks through the door in terms of businesses, small to large. Particularly those folks that come out of corporate America, right? I mean, those are folks that maybe are used to a whole lot of infrastructure around them that suddenly when they go out on their own to start their own business is not there.
Yeah, and it's missing a lot, and it comes down to the you don't know what you don't know. So you can be very good at certain things, but you're not good at everything. And that's why there's other people out there and other resources to help you in those areas you're not good at. And I remember years ago, I listened to someone from SCORE talk at a chamber meeting in New York, and they said there was a great cupcake baker once that baked a great cupcake, and she was terrific at it, and her friends and family convinced her, you need to start a business. This is a great thing for you. Go sign a lease, get a bakery, and get it going. And she realized when she turned the key on that door that she didn't know anything about human resources, didn't know anything about accounting, didn't know anything about the law, and she was really great at baking a cupcake, but nothing else. So that's kind of the point.
Sure. Well, and you're not supposed to be good at everything. If you're good at everything, you're probably not good at anything.
Correct.
Wow, that was almost wise. That's unusual coming from me, Stephanie. But anyway, Stephanie Sokinas, Small Business Ally. So you've got a unique approach to your firm, it sounds like. It's really an a la carte offering of business services. Unpack that for us.
Well, the reason for that is because I've probably met with hundreds of small business owners and or entrepreneurs looking to start a business. And when I can honestly tell you that there was nothing in common with all of them except for the fact that they were overwhelmed and they thought that they were the only ones out there that were overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. No two were alike as far as what their needs were. There is no cookie-cutter approach to helping an entrepreneur. Everyone's different. There might be some like things that they could use, but nobody is the same as far as their needs go. And that's why the services that we offer are really catered to the individual, catered to the business. So they come in, they meet with us, we find out where they're stuck, what they need, and we create a plan for them, just for them. Nothing's on our website about here's the perfect plan for you, here's a template for you. It's more about that individual and where they're going or where they've been.
Okay, I want to get into how you work with clients here in a second, but something you just said sparked something for me in terms of what you bring to the table and the value that you offer. Just having that perspective of having looked at all these different businesses and seeing that, being able to assure a business owner, I guess I'm trying to say, that they're not the only one. They're not the only ones out there that's stuck. I mean, everybody is stuck in some form or fashion. Everybody's got their issues. So don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger.
And that's one of the biggest messages I always felt good about giving someone. I just can remember and recall leaning across my desk and always saying to them, no, it's not just you. I've had people cry because they thought that they were not capable of getting a business off the ground. And they were having problems that the person I met with 2 hours before had. So it was this sigh of relief you would see with people realizing that they weren't undereducated, they were not less than smart, and they were certainly not less than capable. It was just that they didn't know what they didn't know.
Dr. Sokinas, may I see you, Dex, right?
It seemed like that sometimes. It did.
It's something like that, right?
What a great feeling it was to make people realize that, yes, you're capable. You just have to do it the right way.
That's a great service in and of itself. So now let's get to talking about how you work with a business owner. So you go in, they call you up, and they want some advice from the doctor. So you come in, the small business doctor. So you come in, and how does that process go? How does that conversation go?
Well, it's funny. My favorite story about the business really is, I would say a couple of years ago, it used to be the first question I would ask people is, did you do a business plan? Because that seemed to be the right question to ask people. And it evolved into, what have you done for yourself? What have you Googled? Where have you looked? I know where you're stuck, but what have you done? And the answers I got were very telling about where to go next. If I find somebody hasn't done anything or didn't even know where to begin, it was a different conversation. But if I found they've really worked and tried to look for certain things but then got stuck, that was a different conversation. So really depending on what they wanted to do, what their time allowed, where they were stuck, and what spot they're in is where we go next. And they know two are alike. We can have some people that put together an entire business plan and just got stuck in the financials. We can have someone that didn't even know how to get licensed with the Secretary of State's office. Varied completely. Varies to this day. Everybody is different.
Do you find, Stephanie, that even if you maybe got started and somehow you didn't put a business plan together, when you come in, do you advise, hey, let's put a business plan together, even though you've already been in business 3 or 4 years? Does that make sense?
I usually recommend it, and the main reason I do, and for all the business plan creators out there, please don't hate me for this comment, but I mainly do it because I think it's the most thought-provoking thing that a business person can do for themselves. If you don't know what not to expect, this will tell you what to expect. It will say to you, if you have to analyze your competition, it'll make you think about your competition. If it talks to you about your pricing and what your growth plans are, if you haven't thought about that, it will make you think about that. So I call a business plan thought-provoking, necessary thought-provoking, because most people have not thought about a lot of those components, and those are the things that make them fail going forward.
Just the act of writing that out is a learning experience.
Questions they have not asked themselves. I mean, more people seem to be, in a lot of cases, a lot of people I've spoken to were more worried about their business cards, what the name of the business was, the logo, when they haven't even met with the CPA yet, or have not met with a real estate attorney to look over a lease they're about to sign. Their priorities are a little skewed because they're excited.
Sure.
So you don't want to burst the bubble, but you do want to guide them into the right direction.
And sometimes we spend time, I say we because we're all guilty of this as business owners, we spend time on those things that are the most fun or the easiest or maybe the most satisfying in the short run, but they're really not some of the hard tasks and questions that we need to tackle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that from experience, from the business I had,
sure,
you know, years ago, what I learned was from mistakes. And they were big mistakes. They were expensive mistakes. They cost a lot. But they were mistakes that taught me along the way how not to do it. And this is back when we didn't have the internet, you know, available to us to Google and learn. But in that respect, it can also be very overwhelming to not know if you're dealing with the right people, if you're getting the right answers, if you're on the right website for what you're doing. I've seen people try to register with the SAMS system, the government contracting system, where there's a fee when in essence there isn't on the right site. There's a lot of confusion.
Hmm. We're speaking with Stephanie Sakinas, and Stephanie is the owner founder of Small Biz Ally. And Stephanie, I want to step away here just a second and talk about your background. So you mentioned your business ownership. You've been 15 years with various chambers. Most recently, the Gwinnett Chamber, which is one of the largest chambers in the state of Georgia. Tell folks a little bit about how to maximize the value of your chamber membership. Because I think folks sometimes, particularly new business owners, they go join a chamber and they think, that's all I need to do, right? I just joined. And so the leads and the referrals and revenue should just float right in, right?
Well, I think that's the same misconception with when you sign a lease in a building and because you hang your sign out front that people are going to come flocking to your doors. It's just not the case. And the idea is you have to get engaged. You just have to get engaged. Whatever you belong to, whatever you participate with, participate in, you need to be out there and engaged. Don't sit and wait. Don't wait for it to come to you. Some people have that luck where it does, but you need to get out there. If you don't know how to engage, seek help. No matter where you are, there'll be people there that whose jobs it is to actually get you engaged and get you set. There's a kind of a joke running around that I've spoken to a lot of people about that, you know, small business owners have said, go network. But if you really talk to people, a lot of people don't know how to network. Hmm. Go market yourself. Get on social media. But people don't know where to be on social media, what to say on social media. So you have these big messages out there of what people should be doing to grow their business, but nobody's teaching them how to do it properly. If they have to wear all the hats and they don't have the money yet to hire out or outsource that particular role, they need to learn this for themselves. So that's why we do a lot of the workshops for that as well, as do many of the chambers that make these available. Take advantage of everything that's out there, everything that's a learning experience for you, whether it be an educational, professional development, workshop, sessions, go to it. Take advantage if you're a member of any organization. Get out there and get involved. Find out the best places to be. So engagement's key, regardless of where you are.
And the answer is different for different businesses, just like we were talking about before in terms of businesses being stuck. It's the same. All businesses may be stuck, but they're stuck for different reasons sometimes, right? And the same issue here with involvement is sometimes it makes sense to be for a business to be involved in a different way, maybe at a chamber, than another business, right? And so depending on the chamber and the programming they offer, you may want to plug in different places inside that organization.
And people tend to make that mistake too. You know, without realizing, they go to the same event. And if it's not working, they continue to go to the same event. You know, try to go to three things. Make a commitment. You're going to go to three different types of events. See who's in the room. Don't give up after a month. Keep going. Be consistent with it. Build those relationships. I just posted something this morning, actually, that said, you know, people are going to do business with people they know and trust. They're not going to know and trust you until you've been there a while. Not 3 weeks, not every other week, not once a month. Be consistent. Grow those relationships. Nurture them. And it will come back to you. It will absolutely come back to you. Sometimes it takes a while. But this is a marathon and not a sprint. You're building a business and relationships from that business. So stay with it.
So let's talk about that marathon versus sprint metaphor, because I think that's a good one. How do you talk to business owners who maybe are disappointed to find they have kind of missed where they thought they would end up being, and talk them through that whole scenario of, hey, folks, you're in a marathon?
It's never too late. I mean, you know, they say today is the first day of the rest of your life. I mean, if you're worried about it and you realize that you missed a mark, that's half the battle. There's people that go in, day out, and don't realize that they've missed the mark, and those are the ones that are in trouble. But the ones that stand up and say, okay, I need to make a change, there's something I need to be doing differently, those are the ones that have a better chance of success. You realize you've made a wrong turn, or maybe didn't make the turn at all, it's time to correct it, fix it. And the best way to do that is to have a conversation, brainstorm with people. Where did I miss out? What do you think I should do? What worked for you? You can't do things alone. You have to have a conversation.
Now, you get at one little area that a lot of small businesses have issues with. Well, let's say all of them do. And I can say we here, because we're talking about how much time small business owners spend seeking answers themselves, mm-hmm. or doing things themselves they really shouldn't be doing. So this whole issue of outsourcing.
Yeah, it's a tough argument to have with people.
And sometimes it's
guilty.
An argument, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm as guilty of it as most people are. I think I can do everything myself. And until I sit back and step out of the situation and look into it and say, how much time am I spending on it? What's the work product? Am I getting the best out of it? It may have saved me $100, but what's it costing me? What could I be doing with that time? Could I be making $101 somewhere else because I'm servicing a client or going out and networking to find new clients? Am I getting the best product? Am I the best person to do this? I can design a business card, but is it the best business card I could be making? Is there a better use of my time elsewhere? That's what people have to look inside themselves and realize. You need to learn to outsource. So I'll work with people who are overwhelmed, want to take on more business, want to grow, but don't have the time. And I will say, let's walk through your day. Let's see what you do. And let's see what you have to do and what you can give to someone else to do. You don't have to go out and hire a full-time employee at the get-go. You can outsource some of it. You get someone in there for a few hours on a project-based situation. This way you're not having someone sit there with a salary and employee benefits and waiting for work. Use people as you need them. And I promise you, it will come back to you. And that's the conversation we have.
So it's not just about do I hire an employee or not hire an employee. There are a lot of services out there, yours being one of them, that can help folks with this whole issue of, I outsource just a little bit at a time, and I get comfortable with it, right?
Absolutely. Don't try to be a bookkeeper if that's not what you're doing.
Sure.
Don't try to hire someone, write job descriptions if it's not what you're doing. Don't try to do email marketing if it's going to take you 4 hours to put one email together when you can pay somebody a little bit of money to put that email together for you, and you can just have the approval process in your hands. There are certain things you should be doing, and I know for a fact that there are small businesses that are not doing things because they don't have the time, but know they should be doing them, and there's cost-effective ways to have it done.
And they won't take the time to maybe come up with the process that they can hand over to an outsourced person. They say, it's just easier to do it myself. Well, you know, if you just take that time right on the front end and then hand it over, then you're done.
Right.
Right? And that process is there in case you have to go through two or three people to get to the right person to do it.
Absolutely.
I think I've talked myself into it, Stephanie. So, doctor, do you like that? The doctor of small business?
No, my mother does.
Okay, good. Mom, Stephanie's doing great. Dr. Stephanie Sokinnis, she's the small biz ally physician in residence. How about that? So, you've come strong out of the gate offering a lot of different workshops. So, we're live as we do this show, but folks will hear it later in the podcast. Maybe you can talk in general about some of the events that you're doing, some of the workshops you're doing, and then direct folks on where to find more information.
Sure. I'm very fortunate to know so many experts under so many topics of things. And what I've done is put together a catalog of workshops and topics for small businesses that make sense. And we're putting together different workshop series. We've got a few going right now. We have a workshop series that begins actually next week on May 9th, Thursday, May 9th. And that's going to be our four-part workshop series on marketing, why your marketing isn't working, and what to do about it. And this is what I'm talking about when I say if you need to do it yourself, or even want to determine if you need to be outsourcing it, this is a great way for you to come in and learn about how to brand your company, how to market your company. Please don't be putting things out there when you have a chance for a first impression that doesn't look good. It's so simple to make it look good if you learn the techniques and learn what needs to be done. So we have a four-part series, and this will be presented by Scott Waldron and Lisa McGuire, two fantastic experts in the field of marketing and branding. That can also be found on our website at smallbizally.com under the events calendar. And then we have a workshop series that we are doing in partnership with the Gwinnett County Public Library at the Suwannee branch. And that will be one workshop every month having to do with some kind of email marketing to help you through the bare bones 101, how to do email marketing, how to construct an email, what topics to use, how to do subject lines. I mean, really getting down to the basics of email marketing. So if you need to do it yourself, this will teach you. Come and take part in one all. This is a free series of workshops at the library. So we'd love to have people sign up for that at the library or on our website.
I love the way you threw that in. If you have to do it yourself. So, you know, there's some folks out there that just have to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know what, maybe you do have to do it yourself to figure out that you shouldn't be. But let's get into email. I'm curious your thoughts about email marketing because, you know, my email box is like everybody else's. It's full. So, and I think people see that in their own email box and think, how can email marketing be effective?
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you need to stand out. That's you know, one of the topics of one of the workshops is stand out subject lines. Hmm. But you need to stand out, and you have to be something that's going to make people open it. And I always tell people, think of yourself. You get 400 emails like the rest of us every day. What makes you open emails and what makes you scroll right past them? And you're your own best critic for creating an email. Look at what jumps out at you. There are buzzwords. There is statistics out there on which emails get opened and why they get opened. But this gives you a reason to go in and actually send something out once a month. These workshops will teach you that. it's content. If you're talking about yourself in your emails constantly, people will get a little bored. If you give them something to count on, something that's going to be constructive for them, it's very similar to your social media posts. It's very similar to making sure your content on social media is relevant so they come back and like it and engage with you. It's the same for email marketing. Get in there and make sure what you send them means something that they're going to use or they're going to send to a friend and they're going to hold on to and they're going to remember you. The idea behind this is they might not need you today, but 6 months from now, they want to remember who you are when they do need you. So a lot of topics here. There's about 40 different topics with email marketing workshops that we do. These are only about 8 of them. But there's so many ins and outs of different things you didn't think of, strategies, techniques, tips, how much to say, what to say, when to say, how many pictures, how many links, different things you can use.
A lot of things that the average small business owner has never thought of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you said something there about that applied to both social media and email marketing. Give first, be helpful first, sell later.
Absolutely. You know, it's not about the selling. They'll remember you when it's time to buy something. But you need to be important to them. You need to educate them. People don't realize that no matter what business they're in, they are an expert in that field, and people that they're speaking to aren't. And sometimes the little tips and tricks that you can give them make you very important in their lives. So you need to know who your target is, you need to know who you're sending to, and you need to know what they want, not what you want to tell them, but what they want to hear from you.
So, Stephanie, do you provide maybe a diagnostic for someone? Let's say I come to you and say, look, everything seems to be going okay, but, you know, I want some independent eyes and ears to take a look at my business and see how I'm doing, particularly if I can get somebody like you that's got all this experience looking at all these different businesses.
There's a certain level that I can take a review to, and then I have incredible strategic partners that help out in different areas depending on where you think you might be having some issues if it's not evident to you. If you're looking to scale your business, there's certain people that can look at it and see what are the best ways for you to scale your business. If you feel like you're not getting engagement somewhere and there's something better you can do, there's people that we work with that will do that as well. So the idea behind Small Biz Ally is to let you know that you have a friend that can connect you to the right people if we can't help you on the surface. We've vetted people. We know who we work with, and they're fantastic. So we can make sure you get in the right hands for whatever your needs are.
Dr. Stephanie Sokinis.
I have to call my mother.
Sorry. Well, hopefully she's listening. Stephanie Sokinis, and she is the owner and founder of Small Biz Ally. She's your ally. Check her out. And Stephanie, though, before we let you go, we need to get your contact information out there for people that do want to be in touch with you. How do they do that?
Sure. Well, they can easily set up a 15-minute complimentary telephone conversation. We like to say, let's find out where you are and see where we can help you. We can do that very easily in a 15-minute conversation, and I'll be honest, they usually run over, and that's okay. We want to get to know people. So go ahead and set that up. We have that calendar right on our website at smallbizally, that's ally.com, or you can email me at info@smallbizally.com.
Excellent. Stephanie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, folks, speaking of outsourcing, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, workshops, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you grow and maintain your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. It's your terms, it's your timeline. They lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel, S.C. Escobedo, at 770-442-9246. I promise you, your experience will be heavenly. I don't know if Essie will like that or not, but I think she will. It will be heavenly. I can attest to that. They do a great job, and they do a great job for me, so I can attest to that myself. Folks, I'd like to point you to our website, northfulton.businessradiox.com. Check out our archive there. We've had a tremendous number of guests over the years in all sorts of different areas. Go search in our search bar for names, subjects, just about anything you want to, anything that makes sense that you're looking for, you'll be able to find there. And that does it for this edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, your host. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.